Good morning. Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 22 through 35. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. But some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but work for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you giving to us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of heaven, for the bread of God, is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us the bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today is the fifth Sunday of our sermon series on the Gospel of John. And I hope you are reading the Gospel of John as we journey together in this season of Lent. And last week, we focused on the story where Jesus offers living water that never runs dry, but gives eternal life to the woman at the well. And today we turn to another powerful story where Jesus presented himself as the bread of life. And the next week, we will move into Jesus' farewell discourse. I just wanted to remind you that the Gospel of John is full of symbols and rich with meanings, presenting Jesus as a divine one who brings light and life to the world. So unlike the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John includes a lot of symbols and also using more miracle stories, but he calls miraculous signs here. So he uses seven miraculous signs and also seven Jesus I am statements. Some were like the studying the Bible, you may fear that why he used set number seven, because the number seven symbolize the fulfillment and the completion. So we can understand that John particularly used the seven miracle signs and the seven I am statements so that presented Jesus came to the world to complete God's mission for for all of his people. So John's gospel is not a book that we read once and they set aside, but it is a book that we want to return again and again, and in reading slowly to uncover the deeper meaning in the stories. And although John's gospel can be challenging for us to understand due to its many layers of meanings, but the purpose of the book is clearly states in John chapter 20, verse 31. He says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Would you join me in prayer? Gracious God, as we turn to your word, may your spirit move among us. Open our minds to understand, and our hearts to receive, and our lives to reflect the truth of your love. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I want to open up this message with a simple but thought-provoking question. Do you eat to live, or do you live to eat? This question explores a fundamental purpose of eating. If your answer is eat to live, it suggests that you see food as fuel that sustains your body. If your answer is live to eat, that means for you, eating is more than just survival. It is a source of joy, pleasure, and community. Nowadays, we have a word for people who deeply enjoy food, foodies. Foodies are people who search for great meals, who are willing to travel, try new cuisines, and celebrate the goodness of food.
Amen.
Are you, I'm sure Bill, yeah, he must be, yeah, one of foodies. Are you also one of the foodies? Yeah? I think I am too. I love try out new food, and then try out the if there's some good, you know, the street vendors or restaurant, I want to go and try it out. Because for me, eating is not just, you know, survivor, but it's more, you know, more than that. It brings a lot of joy to me, not only fills my stomach, but also lifts my spirit. You might wonder why I am talking about foodies. The key idea behind a foodie is this. They are always looking for something good, looking for something new, looking for something satisfying. And that's exactly where we begin in today's gospel story. Today's gospel lesson begins with the scene of the crowd who had just witnessed a miracle sign, thousands fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now they are searching for Jesus. When they finally found him, they said, "Rabbi, where did you get here? When did you get here?" And their question might seem casual, but it tells us something deeper. They were looking for Jesus. They were looking for Jesus. But for what reason? Jesus tells them, You are looking for me, not because you saw a miraculous sign, but because you ate all the food that you wanted. From this, we can figure that they came not for the signs or truth, but for more food. And you might argue that maybe some of them came to look for Jesus because they are genuinely searching for something truth, because they are hunger for the truth. That's possible. But here, Jesus is telling this to challenge those who look for physical satisfaction. And Jesus saying also challenges us to reflect on our own searching for Jesus. Why are you here today? What are you looking for? And Jesus continues to say to the crowd who are searching for him, he says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." What does it mean? It means to stop investing all your energy into something that will perish. The things that feed the body, but not the soul. Instead, pursue what gives us eternity, the eternal life. But please do not misunderstand what Jesus says in this context. He doesn't mean the physical things that sustain our body is not important. That's not what Jesus is saying. Because we have witnesses how Jesus ministers people. Whenever people came to Jesus looking for something, food, healing, Jesus met them where they are. Jesus fed the hungry. Jesus healed the sick and cared the broken. But here, Jesus is trying to offer something greater than the crowd never thought about before. Like Jesus offered the living water to the woman at the well, even though she never asked him. This invitation seems to open up their hearts, and they ask, "What must we do in order to accomplish what God requires?" In other words, what should we do to receive the food that endures forever? And Jesus says, "Believe in him whom God has sent." And then now I want you to see their response. It is quite interesting to see how they responded to Jesus saying. Even more makes sense if they ask Jesus, "Then Lord, who is he that you are talking about?" But here they ask Jesus for another sign, something like manna that their ancestors ate in the wilderness. And here Jesus makes this astonishing statement, "I am" statement. He says, "I am the bread of life." This short conversation reveals two things to us. First, who Jesus is. And second, how our journey of faith unfolds. In this short passage, we see Jesus as patient, gentle, but powerful. He does not scold or shame the crowd, but he teaches, he invites, and he reveals the truth, who he really is. the one, the living bread that gives us life. His words are strong, but filled with grace. And later in the verse 49 through 51, Jesus compares himself with the manna their ancestors ate in the wilderness. Jesus says, the Israelites ate the manna and still died. But whoever eats the living bread, that is Jesus, will never die, but live forever. This statement implies a deeper truth that Jesus offers more than a moment of satisfaction. He offers eternal transformation. The Israelites in the wilderness, they ate manna, and then they survived every day. But the manna, they couldn't hold it forever. It disappeared the next day. But Jesus offers living bread that doesn't perish, but endures forever. Secondly, the short conversation reveals our journey of faith. Our journey often begins with searching. Searching for truth or a question. And maybe the searching started like on the surface level. But as we continue the journey, our searching deepens. So just like the crowd who started looking for Jesus because their stomach was filled, but something in them shifted. I see it as a work of God's grace. Even though it started with the food, real food that satisfied their stomach, but Jesus' teaching and his grace working in them, and it made them to search for more deeper truth. So that's why they kept following Jesus and looking for Jesus and asking, then Lord, teach us more. I want to know more. John, the writer of the Gospel of John, extended this conversation between Jesus and the crowd after the feeding miracle. Actually, this is the only story you can find in the Gospel of John. The other three synoptic gospels, they don't have this story. So he included this conversation between the crowd and Jesus so that we can reveal something deeper, truth, why Jesus performed the miracle, why Jesus fed the multitudes with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And those who listen to the story, and after they found the deep truth, they become the followers of Christ. And so do we. That's why we are here. So John, through this dialogue, he invites us to see beyond the sign to the Savior, the one who meets us in our searching, and the one who helps us discover what we didn't even know what we are searching for, and the one who offers us something greater. Here in this story, Jesus offers us the bread of life. It is okay if you still do not fully understand. The crowd, they didn't get it too. Even disciples, they didn't get it too. The disciples even say to Jesus, this message is so hard, harsh, who could understand it? That is okay. But as you continue journey on this faith, Jesus continued to invite you and feed you with the bread of life, helps you to go deeper, come closer to Him, so that we can discover the deeper truth that our Lord offers us. So, church, no matter what brought you here today, remember this. The bread of life is here and now. The bread of life is here and now. And Jesus is present with us, and He's calling us, come and receive my bread, and I will give you the eternal life. My bread is not like the bread that you eat every single day. My bread endures forever. So, church, let us come and receive the bread of life with grateful hearts, knowing that Jesus meets us here. He meets us here now, and He offers us His loving grace, forgiving grace, and His bread of life so that we can have eternal life. Thanks be to God. Amen.